Yo, what's cracking, guys? You read that title correctly. More 90 Day Fiancé. It's going to be a short one because I run an open mic every Tuesday and I got to get there. The title of this is Jovi and Yara Go to Sex Therapy. I love Yara. She's so hot. They should break up. I am curious to see what sex therapy is like, though. Today, we're going to find her clitoris. I don't even know what that is. I don't watch these before I talk shit about them, obviously. But I can see the first frame of this, and the therapist has quite literally the biggest forehead I've ever seen, and mine doesn't stop. I can't even imagine, like, what is going to be talked about during this. Let's find out.
I haven't heard from you guys.
It's 8, not 10, because...
Oh, wow, everybody's there. Okay, you guys are going to talk about sex. Okay, this isn't weird. This is good. This is how sex therapy should be, in a group. That's how they always do it. You know, like when you go to a therapist, they definitely don't lock the door and have a white noise machine outside so nobody else can hear it. Did she just rate their sex 8 out of 10? That's a lie.
We talk with Jovi and we discuss it. I always like say what Jovi like. Okay, for you, 6. For me, it's 8.
6! Your husband just said 6! When I tell a guy to rate a girl, I go, on a scale of 1 to 10, you can't use a 7. Because a 7's a cop-out. So let's pretend that's what they did. 8 means good. 6 means bad. That's why you can't use a 7. Sex with her is bad? That's not even possible! What, is she laying there wrong? Every time I've thought about it, it's been a 10 out of 10 for me and you, Yara.
That's he doesn't good. Listen sometimes, so...
I would like to have more sex, because when we first got together, we had a lot of sex, and that's kind of faded away. We have a small child.
It's a 6, but I'd like to have more of it. Well, I mean, of course he does. Is that why he gave it a 6? I don't think the frequency should be counted into the grade level. Because now we all just think she gives bad head. You know what? She probably doesn't at all. That would be a 6.
It's not because of the child.
And
it's
for
because...
her, she wants, before we have sex, something romantic or something special.
These bitches always want to be romantic. I just want to fuck.
What?
I just want to stick it in her hole. This bitch wants a dinner. She wants me to be nice to her. Yeah, right. I'm horny.
Yeah, because this, it's not enjoyable. I don't want to do this. I need to be prepared mentally.
If my wife said on international television that she had to mentally prepare to fuck me, she wouldn't be my wife anymore. That is crazy. Yeah, I don't enjoy this. I don't enjoy the intimacy part. You know, the part where we fuck? I don't like that at all. That's not good. Why'd she give it an 8 then? I should be there. I want her to elaborate on that. What do you have to mentally prepare for? Who hurt you? Jesus.
Yeah.
But I don't think I should have to go out of my way specifically to do something nice for you to have sex. Like to just...
Right. You shouldn't be doing nice things just for sex. You should be doing nice things... for your wife. Why am I the one saying this? I don't want to have to do nice things for you. Why aren't you doing nice things? You wonder why she doesn't fuck you more. This bitch wants compliments? Ugh.
When you have children, spontaneous desire becomes further away.
Absolutely.
The more responsibility you have in the household.
Yeah, but kids go to sleep early. You know, that's a lot of time left in the day. You know, when you guys go to sleep in the bed where you guys usually fuck. Seems like a pretty good opportunity there every single night. Spontaneity. Yeah, you can't fuck in the kitchen because the kid's awake. Big deal.
The other thing is our bodies change as we have babies.
Oh, did you birth one out of your forehead?
You're in a space where you can have spontaneous desire, right? Your partner is not. Instead of saying, knock, 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 this is what I want. It's, let me rub your back.
It's not knock, 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 this is what I want. It's let me manipulate you with a massage, then you'll give me what I want. Nah, yeah, she's probably saying start it out light, start touching, be nice, give her something, relax her a little bit. Don't just come out with a hard cock out of the shower and be like, you're ready, right? Because your dinner has been cleaned.
You know, you're approaching sex like you're approaching anything else. You want to do what you want, and when you want, then you don't really care how I feel about all of that stuff.
Yeah, he's a guy. Sounds about guy to me. What, this guy just wants to come and doesn't care about you? No way! That's crazy!
I do care about how you feel, but like, I just don't feel like I should have to go through so much effort every time I want to have sex. I don't think that's normal.
Like, what is she making you do? A Sudoku puzzle? Be nice to the bitch. Fucking Google the clitoris. Or ask. She has a kid with you, so she's pretty much stuck with you. You might as well learn how to fuck her. Or else, somebody else will. It's over, with 20 seconds left on the clock. Great. That was eventful. Well, at least we know their sex life sucks. Still a little confused on their ratings. I would love to know what a 8, 9 out of 10 for him is. I would love to know what a 9 for her is if he's an 8 and she hates it. I don't think she knows how numbers work. 8's a pretty good answer. The majority of people who view this channel are women, so I am supremely curious what you guys think about this. Please comment down below. Do all women have to mentally prepare themselves? I know nothing about women. I'm a guy, by the way. Because guys don't have to mentally prepare for sex. We are always prepared for sex. All the time. Like, if you ask me at any time during the day, am I horny? Yes. But I don't think girls are that way, you know? Women don't really get criminally horny like guys do. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, this does make me want to watch more. I want to see what the therapist does to help them. All the fucking therapist says was, give her a massage. Start off with that. And he's like, I don't know how to give a massage. Okay, guys, thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere. I appreciate you so fucking much. You know, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel, I actually have a Patreon with a Patreon podcast on patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. That's the best way to directly support because YouTube fucking hates swears and TLC loves to copyright claim my videos. False copyright claim. Because I can legally use anything they've ever made. It's called fair use law, bitch. Reaction channels fall under that fair use law, bitch. That's what it's called, legally. Look it up! So what a copyright claim is, they take my revenue for the video and YouTube just lets them. Because they're like, nah, he took some of our video. So we get all of the money for that video. Yeah, that makes sense. Guilty till proven innocent is how YouTube works. And they only make $120,000 a month on YouTube. So I get why TLC has to take my revenue. $120,000 a month is like nothing. So like I said, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel and fight back against YouTube's cute little swear policy and TLC copyright claiming the shit out of my tight little sweetness, patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. But if you can't or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.